KSL, KSL at night.
And welcome back to KSL at night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, alongside my good friend Greg Skordas. And Greg, you are not in higher education, so what you don't understand is how awful April is. This is like silly season in higher ed.
Why is that?
You know, one, it's the end of a semester, right. At the end of an academic year, right? So everyone's been doing all the work for the whole time. Two, it's commencement. So I have a student who the other day was just like, I graduate in 10 days. I've got 4 exams between now. Like, he was just freaking out. Our producer just waved her hand because she's like, hey, commencement, right? So like, this is, so everyone's just super twitchy. Everyone is really crazy. I feel like the staff.
I would almost think the opposite with graduation, but I understand you've got to close the door. You got to seal the deal.
Yeah. I feel like, and then this year, right? We're just adding to all that drama, all of the feelings that people have about what's happening in Gaza, which has been spilling over into college campuses this entire year, this academic year,
right.
Since October.
Yes.
We've lost the Harvard president. We're firing the UPenn president, right? As a result, presidents were up on Capitol Hill talking this week about what was going on with regard to it. So what dropped into my news feed today was that the University of Southern California has said it won't let its valedictorian give a speech due to security concerns related to Gaza. So now what you have is a campus in California can't let the student who had the best GPA give their speech because of what's happening in Gaza. The other thing that came into my feed, Greg, is that FAFSA, which is the financial aid system that helps students get the money they need to go to college, is so broken that Utah high school students, the completion rates are down 32% since over last year, so compared to April of 2023.
I think we should note that the valedictorian at USC, Asna Tabassum, is Muslim and has apparently been posting pro-Palestinian messages over the last little bit, which resulted in the pushback. I don't know that that justifies it at all. But it just, I mean, there was some reason why USC made the decision.
Yeah. So we've got with us my good friend Jessica Euler, the Vice President of Student Access and Success up at Weber State University, to help us kind of figure this all out. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Now, Jessica, would you rather talk about FAFSA or free speech on campus? Because I'm going to make you talk about both of them. So you pick which one you want to do first.
Let's do free speech on campus first.
All right, let's just get into it. So it is commencement, and we've got our commencement next week coming up. When we're talking about speakers, right, like, and universities are picking speakers, right, like, how do they do that? Is it always valedictorians? And then kind of speak to what Greg just said. If you've got a student who's posting all sorts of interesting things on social media, right? Like, wouldn't you think they would have figured that out before today or so? I'm just kind of wondering, how does this process work? And does the University of Southern California, like, are they just kind of left it too late? Go ahead.
There's a lot there. It depends on the university. So here at Weber State, our valedictorian of the university doesn't speak. We select student speakers from a pool of students who apply, and there's a committee that selects speakers. At others, it is exactly like it is at USC, where the valedictorian would give that speech. So there's a little bit of variability there when it comes to student speakers. You know, commencement speakers themselves are a whole different thing that universities are looking at with their commencement celebrations. So with something like this, you know, there are a lot of different factors that are at play. So certainly, like Greg mentioned, there were social media posts that were pro-Palestinian, and USC is saying that they received threats, although, you know, there's not a whole lot of detail into what those looked like, and that they're canceling the speech due to safety concerns. Whereas the students arguing that this is free speech and you're silencing me because of this. And the university's coming back and saying that, no, this has nothing to do with free speech. This is due to the safety of our campus and our students and, you know, us having a successful commencement event that isn't interrupted by protesters or violence.
So, Jessica, when you talk about free speech, are there, I don't know how to phrase this, when you invite a commencement speaker, are there suggestions or rules, I guess is the wrong word to use, with regard to what they can and will say, or is that vetted a little bit by who you choose to speak in the first place?
It would be vetted a little bit. in terms of speaking to, you know, a specific topic or content, if a commencement speaker themselves, there would typically be a contract in place for something like that. Student speeches are going to be a little bit different, which I think makes this one interesting, because even, you know, once again, I'll just refer back to Weber State here. Our student speech that will be given next Friday night, the student presented it. There was a script ahead of time. We'll put it on the teleprompter and we know what the student is going to say. So I would assume that USC would probably have a similar process to that. I think part of the concern comes into play when you never know. And maybe this came into concern for them. If you don't know, somebody's going to go off script, right? It is a little surprising when you read the news stories themselves, because from my perspective, I would think, well, certainly it's a valedictorian. They would know what the student speech is ahead of time. They would put it on a teleprompter. So there are absolutely other factors at play that we don't really know all the details of in this situation.
Yeah, and I don't want to have you answer a question that has caused people to be fired across the country. So I'm laughing, listeners, a little bit, because this is fraught with tension. But to what extent is it the case, you know, how do I say, like, is it interesting or is it the norm or, man, is this just a really weird April that a thing that is happening in Gaza would be something that would disrupt a commencement? Like, is this something you haven't seen before? Is this uncharted territory for higher ed?
I think, gosh, the last 6 months themselves have been a little bit of uncharted territory for higher education, right? We saw university presidents step down after testifying before Congress on this very topic, right? Around the topic of free speech. And while USC is saying that this isn't related to free speech, you know, a lot of it is absolutely surrounding the tension around the topic of Gaza and Palestine and Israel right now. And certainly that came into play. What I would imagine, given that USC is a school and is going to have, you know, their own set of folks reviewing this, there isn't one person making a decision on their own. If they're saying that there was a safety concern, there were likely threats that were coming into play that we don't know about, which is something that's hinted at in a few of the articles. They're like, there are threats that we can't speak to, right? To cancel a student speaker like this, knowing that the reaction is probably going to be similar to what we're seeing, right, around a topic that has already caused so much conflict nationwide, and certainly the tragedy that's going on in Gaza right now is one piece of it, but surrounding that is also free speech and what that looks like on college campuses nowadays. So this was something that you know, just once again to say there's more that went on there that we don't know, because to make a decision like this would have to be something that the university thought long and hard about before making that decision.
Jessica, can we shift gears for the remaining couple of minutes and talk about FAFSA, the free application for student aid? It seems like it's failing a little bit, that there's some I'm looking at applications down by 32%. What's going on?
Yeah, I would say it is a disaster. This is something that we'd never want our students to face. And there's so many, you know, different facets to this as well, where the Department of Ed is saying that we don't have the funding or resources to put this in place in time, even though the original deadline was extended by a year to get this version of the FAFSA out. We've seen hiccup after hiccup whenever the FAFSA was first launched at the beginning of January. For days, there was downtime where students couldn't even get on the website to complete their application. And now we've seen kind of error after error on the national level that's like, oh, well, the taxes aren't syncing right, or this isn't correct. And so, and that's kind of the processing side of things. The impact that this is having on students who are making decisions right now of where to go to college, depending on how much funding they're getting, and they don't have any idea yet in terms of that federal financial aid package, really has the potential to have serious ramifications for enrollment at universities this fall.
It's got to be.
Yeah, and Jessica, we just ran out of time, so at some point we'll have you back, maybe when they've fixed the disaster
that
is FAFSA.
About that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jessica Euler, VP of Student Access and Success up at Weber State University, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Next up, Greg, let's talk about hockey.
One of your faves.